My headache won't go away.
I get blurry vision.
My balance is awful.
I'm exhausted.
We can all get these symptoms from time to time. But if you or a loved one notice you're getting a combination of them regularly, don't ignore it. They could be signs of a brain tumour.
My headache won't go away.
I get blurry vision.
My balance is awful.
I'm exhausted.
To learn more about the common signs of a brain tumour, search Better Safe Than Tumour.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Brain Tumours, the podcast where we'll be talking to people who've been affected by a brain tumour diagnosis, either their own diagnosis or the diagnosis of a loved one. We'll also be sharing news and updates from the Brain Tumour Charity about what we're doing to halve the harm and double survival.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the Brain Tumour Charity podcast. In the Spotlight episode, myself and Anna are going to be talking about the masquerade ball that happened back in May this year. So both myself and Anna attended the Young Brain Tumour Charity Young Adults Masquerade Ball on the 26th of May at Chatsworth House in Sheffield, along with other young adults between the ages of 18 and 30 who've all been diagnosed with a brain tumour or a family member or friend has. So Anna, do you want to talk a bit about the event and what was involved?
Yes. So like you said, it was at Chatsworth House in Sheffield. So we all kind of headed there on the Friday, which was quite exciting. I think a lot of people, it was quite nice for them just to get out of their area. I think obviously for those people diagnosed, they don't really get a chance to really leave where they live very often. So it was quite exciting in that kind of sense that the charity gave people a place to stay as well. Alongside the event itself, we all kind of got put up in a hotel, which was really lovely. So people didn't have to worry about where they were going to stay after the event. So we all kind of went to the hotel and got ready. And it was nice that it gave everyone a chance to dress up as well. I feel like it had been a long time since I'd dressed up in that kind of way or worn like a dress and heels. You looked amazing. You looked great in your tux as well. So I don't know if you felt the same, but it was just kind of that nice feeling that I think people who'd maybe been through things that are really kind of rubbish in the past year or so got a chance to really feel quite good about themselves.
Yeah, it was just amazing to see like everyone. Like I think when you're going through treatment or even when you're seeing your family, it's hard to like feel good about yourself. So having that opportunity to dress up and step away for a moment was just really important.
Yeah, exactly. And then the event itself, when we got there, the venue was beautiful. They arranged transport for us from the hotel to the event, and I can remember all of our reactions as we kind of drove over. It was just like, it looked like something out of a movie. It was really, really beautiful kind of stately home area in Sheffield. It was just gorgeous, and the weather was beautiful as well, which I think made it. So when we got there, there was kind of a bit of a Prosecco reception, and it gave us all a chance to take photos and things and chat a little bit and kind of talk to other people that maybe we hadn't really met before, which was really lovely. And then after that, we all kind of went in. We got a two-course meal, so we got starter and mains, and we were all kind of seated in this lovely room. It looked a bit like a wedding inside. I think it was gorgeous, and the food was really nice. And then afterwards, there was dessert vans outside in this courtyard. There was pancakes and waffles and like candy floss and things like that. It was all just really lovely. And then afterwards, we kind of got a chance to hit the dance floor and let off some steam, which I think is really needed for kind of people our age who've gone through not very nice things. It was just a nice chance to have a dance and just enjoy yourself and remind yourself that you are young, and it's fun to just be involved and do things like that with people your own age.
Yeah, I think also I've spoken to a couple of people who it was their first involvement with the Brain Tumor Charity as well. Like they'd never been to an event before, so it was kind of like a nice introduction to meeting everyone and stuff, because I think everyone was just in that place where they were like, they didn't feel they couldn't express themselves and be themselves. So I think like, it was just amazing to see how everyone dressed up in different styles and stuff. But yeah, I think it was just amazing, and everyone got on the dance floor by the end of the night, which I think was
yeah, exactly. And I think what was really kind of poignant about it is that, yes, there was a dance floor and people were up and dancing and doing all of those kind of things. But because it was arranged by the Brain Tumour Charity, it was so accessible for everyone. So there was no kind of pressure to be up dancing if that's something that maybe some people struggle with, or I know that there was a quiet area for people who are maybe slightly sensitive to the music and things like that, or if they just needed a time out, even emotionally, it could be a bit overwhelming at times. And that there was loads of Brain Tumor Charity staff as well who were all around getting involved as well, and then a few of them got up on the dance floor at one point with us, but they were all there to help if anyone did feel uncomfortable or had any questions throughout the night. And there was also a photo booth, which I know was really popular. There was lots of funny photos taken in there, lots of props and things, and they all got printed out and sent to us over email as well, so it was really nice to kind of have those memories, I think. It was just really nice event, and yeah, so grateful to the charity for kind of setting it up for us. What would you say was your kind of favorite part of the whole night? I know we've discussed it a little bit, but what was your favorite part?
I think it was just being around people who like you could just be open and honest with, and yeah, there was a lot of like dancing and stuff, and that kind of like broke the ice a little bit, so you could then have those important conversations. Like I was on the dance floor and then I met someone who was there with his wife, and like, they traveled from like, I think Wales or somewhere. Mm-hmm. And so they'd come quite a distance to be there. And it was nice to just have that chat with him and like learn about his story and stuff. And like, you get to meet so many new people in that kind of environment where you're just having fun, but you're also like, you're also challenging and raising awareness of brain tumors, because yeah. Everyone's going to then post on social media and talk about how just because you're like diagnosed with something, or you're living with the impact of a brain tumor, your life still goes on and it can still be beautiful.
What did it kind of mean to you specifically going to an event like that?
I think I don't really like, since I like, I feel old when I say this, but like as I've got older and like I think my anxiety like around like my fatigue and stuff, and like, because normally like when I'd go out at uni and stuff, like I'd be the first one to leave because I'd be so tired, and I think I'd hide that and like I'd try and like persevere through or like push myself too much.
Yeah,
but I think with like an event like this, I was able to just, because it wasn't like we didn't stay out too late, like I think we finished at like 11, so
yeah, that
cut off point where you still felt like you enjoyed the whole evening and everyone was there with you and stuff. And I think like having that experience where to go out and dress up and just be with other people, I think was really important.
Yeah, I totally agree.
What was your favorite part of the event?
Oh, so many. I think I definitely agree. I think just being there and getting the opportunity to meet so many inspirational and brave young people who have been affected in all kinds of different ways, like whether they've had their own diagnosis or a loved one, or even if they've lost someone, to kind of hear those stories and kind of see them enjoying themselves. Obviously it gave me a chance to enjoy myself as well, but kind of to see other people who I was so aware had also experienced things like that, all just smiling. It was such a happy room. It was just a room full of so much happiness when it could have been a room full of so much sadness, when I think there's so many people who've gone through something so sad and just kind of difficult. So I think that in itself, and I think just kind of the being there in the venue and everything, it was not something that I would usually do in my day-to-day life, is kind of dress up. And I think it was such a nice like sunset and just looking over the grounds and stuff, it really kind of gave you that like whoa kind of feeling, like life can be really good. And I think that was exactly what it was all about, so I really loved that. And then I don't know, I think for me specifically, just how it kind of helped me, it was just really kind of nice to, again, like you say, get another opportunity to obviously attend it, but then have something else to really talk about and promote. And I'm hoping that even doing this podcast as well, we'll hopefully be able to get other people who are our age who can find out about the event and what we went to, and hopefully encourage other people to come to something like that and make their lives a tiny little bit better, even if it's just for an evening. I think that's really important, that we constantly keep getting these opportunities through the Brain Tumor Charity to kind of help other people who are in similar situations.
And I think, like, just talking about what you said there, like the journey there on the coach, I think was really nice as well, because it gave everyone to sit next to someone new, and like you could like talk to the people around you, because it wasn't like you, like everyone was arriving there on their own. Like there was like journey that was like from the hotel to the venue, and then on the way back as well, I think when everyone was on that like they had a really good time, and they were like starting to relax now, getting back into like that routine of going to like going to bed and stuff. And I think like it sounds cheesy, but you can have those really deep chats where like everyone's like in that comfortable zone. Like I think we were sat next to each other with some other people, and we were just chatting about like just everything and anything that was on our minds. And I think that was really important as well.
Yeah, no, totally. It was, and it's kind of, even if you, that people are in a position where they can go on nights out themselves in their day-to-day lives, they're not necessarily going to be with groups of people or friends that necessarily understand. So when you do get into those kind of conversations after a drink or even just in a social situation anyway, it's not necessarily always with people who understand or can relate to you. And there was all sorts of other tiny little factors that were just so such lovely touches. Like we all just got given like little boxes of sweets. I can remember on the coach we were all there just eating our sweets when we left, they were on our tables and things like that. And I think the fact that people were allowed to bring a plus one if they had a partner or maybe a friend who they wanted to bring for support, so it wasn't maybe as daunting to come on your own, and the plus one got all the meal. And I think for them as well, it was an opportunity for them to maybe talk to each other. So it, say they were kind of the partner or a friend of someone who is living with a brain tumor, I think that might be quite a difficult situation to be in as well, because obviously they might not know anyone else who's living or caring for a person who has a brain tumor diagnosis. So I think for those people, the plus ones to interact with each other as well, I think that was probably equally as important.
Yeah, and I think it shows that, like, especially when you're dealing with a brain tumor or cancer, like it can be really hard to look past what you're going through. I think this event shows that there is a different way to helping people deal with what they might be experiencing and stuff. And I think that's like just a big thank you to those who fundraised for the event to go ahead.
Yes, absolutely.
We also have some clips from some other young adults who are at the ball, Maddie, Sophie and Victoria, who wanted to share their highlights and what the event meant to them. We'll play those now.
The Young Adults Ball was a really lovely event to attend. It was really special to get dressed up, go to a beautiful venue and get to meet so many inspiring people. There's something really powerful about being able to share our stories in this way with people who understand.
The ball was really good. I like events at the Brain Tumor Charity because they include other people and I can make friends.
The Young Adults Ball by the Brain Tumor Charity was a really great event, and it brought a bunch of different, diverse groups of young people together who had been affected by a brain tumor to just celebrate and actually just be young together and have fun and dance and sing and eat and just celebrate being alive and celebrate being part of such a special community. Events like that mean so much to me because I get to meet amazing people who I would never have had the opportunity to meet if I hadn't had such a great loss from my dad having a brain tumour. So overall, just an amazing event, and I'm very lucky to get to go to one.
I don't know about you, but that was really lovely just to kind of hear other people's opinions on kind of what their favourite bits were. It just goes to show it's not just you and I who had a really good time. I know that there was a lot of chat about it afterwards on the Facebook group that was set up for the charity. I think, again, that was another really nice touch that they set up a specific Facebook group just for people who were attending the ball, because it meant that people got a chance to talk to each other beforehand and kind of check what other people were wearing and things like that, and all kind of get to know each other. I know that there's a few more support groups and things online that young adults can kind of get involved in and be made aware when other events happen. Do you have the names of those?
Yeah, so there's the Brain Tumor Charity Support Group, which is for everyone. There's the Brain Tumor Charity Young Adults Support Group. And there's also a carers support group run by the Brain Tumor Charity that you can check out via Facebook.
Yes, amazing. And I think the young adults support group tends to be for young adults who are living with a brain tumor. And the carers Facebook group is for not just people who are necessarily caring specifically for someone who's got a diagnosis, but I think it's also for people who just have a loved one in general who have a diagnosis as well. And I know that the charity tend to advertise their events on there. So if there's any other young adults listening who this sounds like a good event or something that they'd be keen to attend in the future, then check it out.
So whether you've been diagnosed with a brain tumour or a family member or friend has, the Brain Tumour Charity are here to help. You can call 0808 800 0004, that's 0808 800 0004, or visit thebraintumourcharity.org.
If you've enjoyed this episode, it would really help us if you could head on over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast and leave us a review, as it really helps podcasts like this to reach more people. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Tamsin and I work in the individual giving team at the Brain Tumour Charity. Thank you for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with a brain tumour and are worried about your finances, the Brain Tumour Charity's Benefits and Money Advice Clinic, run in partnership with Citizens Advice, is here to help you. Our expert advisors can help you access the financial support you're entitled to, as well as give advice on how to make the most of your money. To make an appointment with our Benefits and Money Advice Clinic, visit our website at thebraintumourcharity.org/money or call our support team on 0808 800 0004.